Second session, we are in section four, number five, 2215, in regards to Heather Oyen, the DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on request to modify consent agreement offered. Ms. Solomon, you're the lead, that is on your main agenda.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. After reading the staff memo dated 2-4, I would like to propose the following. Yes, she has had no past disciplinary history, however, the repeat violations and length of them to be justified the penalty. Secondly, to remove the stay of suspension of her license, keeping the license on probation, that gives us no actions allowable for non-compliance. So unfortunately, I would move we deny the request.
I second that. Is that we don't have the ability to do anything if we do that?
No, you have other options, and Mark can talk about that. If she's non-compliant, you would have other options. Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right.
If open a case for non-compliance.
Yeah, like we would typically do.
But the state suspension makes it more immediate, right?
Yeah.
We can immediately remove the stay.
Yeah.
So, and I would add to Ms. Holloman's comments that part of the reason for that civil penalty was the nature of what was not compliance. It was a controlled substance law.
Yes, yes, lots of them, yes.
That was the reason for that penalty. And if it had been repeat violations, we'd have done that penalty for each and every violation instead of just one.
So, do we know why the state suspension is causing her concern? I mean, what is it about that changes how she operates?
Well, she's a sole practitioner, it's her practice. So, that's the main piece of it. And the other part was the whole story of, you know, she understood that she was not compliant. She had, you know, a lot of personal issues that were unforeseen. So her point of view is she tried to fix it the first time, but, you know, the staff wasn't able to maintain a lot of those things. You know, I don't want to speak for her, but that's how my memory is, you know, of what the background is of that story.
So with the state suspension, she can still practice?
No.
She cannot practice at all for the full year.
That's
and with just the probation, she can practice.
Right.
Or is this, because I guess what I was struggling with is
the state suspension is, it's stayed, so you're not suspended.
But you can't practice.
No, the state suspension, I'm sorry if I misunderstood Dr. James. There's suspension, but you're staying it, assuming that she complies with all the other terms and conditions. If she's in violation of those, then the board would lift the stay,
right,
and her license would be suspended, in which case she wouldn't be able to practice for a year.
So I guess my question is, what is causing her grief about the stay suspension? Because, yes, she's the practice center, but she can still practice. She just has to stay in compliance.
But she's worried that if she is non-compliant, she's automatically suspended, versus if she was just in probation, the board would have to open a case for non-compliance. It would probably take several months before any action at all would be taken. And so that's, it's just the immediate versus...
I'm not going to comply, therefore I'm not suspending.
So it's all in her hands.
Yes.
Time
to sell your business.
So I guess I mean, let's put everything together that we've said on that we said on the record. It was controlled substances. That's one reason for the penalty.
Yeah.
It was repeat. penalty, there was repeat potential violations, even though there weren't violations found in the past. And there's no reason to remove the state suspension. She's not at any higher risk of being suspended with or without a state suspension. It's all on her.
Yep. Thank you.
So, I mean, if she complies, there will be no suspension. And if, and I would reiterate that, yeah, it sounds like if she wants that removed, it sounds like she's already planning to not follow the consent decree.
Again, if she can't get her business in order, then it's time to sell her business.
Yeah.
So,
no, it needs to be signed, and those things can be explained to her, but no.
So if she doesn't sign it, it'll just move to informal?
It'll move to informal.
Yeah.
And then we can repeat everything we just said, and she'll still have to do the same thing.
And she'd have an opportunity to say something else.
She'll just have to take a day off. All right. So we're concluded with that. We're not going to change any changes there.
Could we entertain a motion just to deny her request for modifications?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would we deny her request for modifications 1 and 2 as identified in the staff report 2-4.
I second that.
And we have a second.
Thank you.
Since we're not changing anything, let's just do a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
That motion passes. Next up, 21-118 in regards to Kenneth Hallback, BBM Board Review, Discuss Take Action on Continuing Education Plan Submitted in Compliance with Consent Agreement. And that should be under main agenda as well.
I thought EC plan looked fine to me, so I would make a motion to approve Dr. Kenneth Hallback's CE plan.
Second.
Motion on floor and second to approve the CE plan. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is 21-146 in regards to John Opplinger, DBM Board Member, review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement, which may include lifting the stay of revocation of premises license number R3661 for Wickenburg Veterinary Clinic. And Solomon, you are the lead on that one.
Yes, I am. Mr. Chairman, just a couple of concerns before I ask a question of staff and council. It took so much effort by our staff to get them to comply with the proper notification by the owner. How many phone calls, Victoria, did you say? Any emails?
It was a few.
A few. And the fact that he had not provided the owner of the clinic and with in compliance with the consent agreement with the timely notice of providing them with a copy of the consent agreement. His excuse for that was that, well, I've owned the clinic for 33 years or whatever it was, and so I just didn't think about providing it to the new owners. My concern is that is not compliance with the consent agreement, and I have a question of counsel. I don't know that I would suggest we lift the state revocation of the premise license. Can we, it's a 2-year probationary period, can we extend it to 3?
Good question. Let me just. The short answer is yes, you could, but you'd have to offer an amended consent agreement.
Right.
One of the things that the board may want to consider doing, it's my understanding that we received the first monitoring report. It might not have come to the board yet.
Yes, it has.
Oh, okay, and I think it speaks for itself. But what you may want to do is perhaps just send him a letter indicating that the board is aware and reminding him what the terms of the consent agreement are, and kind of considering this his one and only, you know, warning that should he fail to comply with any other term going forward, you know, the consequences could be the lifting of the stay. That's just one option. Another option would be to offer him an amended consent agreement for extending probation for a year.
That's what my preference would be, and if he declines that, then it will come back to the board. But I, at this point, I, because of the cavalier attitude that has been demonstrated to staff throughout the inspections in response to inspection reports, his feeling that he has the right to interpret the statutes as he sees fit, is something that I think we need to be clear about. And so this non-compliance here and the fact that it took staff so many efforts to finally get the necessary documentation from the owners of the practice, and it ended up that he had not provided it to them in a timely fashion, so they were aware of it. I think there needs to be, I would make a motion that we amend the consent agreement to extend the probationary period for 3 years, explaining to Dr. Oppenger that that's in response to his non-compliance.
And if he doesn't sign it?
If he doesn't sign it, it returns to the board for possible disciplinary action.
Mark, is that how it would work?
I'm sorry?
Is that how it would work if he didn't sign it?
Well, if he doesn't sign it, it would come back to the board for further review, I would say.
Just for further review. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a motion on the floor.
I'll second it. I was actually going to suggest I don't know if a civil penalty was allowed instead, but I sometimes think financial punishment helps as well.
So I guess I was kind of hoping it wouldn't be a second. But I kind of like what council recommended, just because you don't have to amend anything. And it's a one time, and we got the address of the owner of the hospital, we can copy them and say, look, this is your, you have made this mistake. This is your one time, you know, there's no three strikes, you're out. This is the one strike, and it will be suspended, and that solely
it's
will be closed.
It's a state revocation, I believe, in this case.
So the premise license is revoked, that office is closed, not open for business. If, you know, he does one more time, I think that's more effective than saying, I got to keep reporting to him for another year.
Well,
which we don't know. I mean, he sold the practice for a reason. Is he going to be there 3 years? I don't know. Are they going to keep him around for 3 years? When they get this letter, maybe not. So, anyway, my thoughts on that. Motion on the floor is to amend the agreement to add another year for 3 years probation. That is seconded. Is there any further discussion? Since we're amending, let's do a roll call.
What does that really do for us?
Pardon?
What does that do for us?
What is it for, the additional expense?
Yeah. What did that do for us? Like,
it extends the time where he's under the consent agreement and must comply. And his history is that he's had a problem with compliance because he, again, in his response to inspection reports, it's like he didn't do anything wrong and he interprets the code differently. So this is to give him a little more time to become more familiar with what it means to comply with the statutes.
And our current period is
2 years.
2 years.
2 years of work. I mean, I guess I'm just going,
either he's going to comply within 2 years and it's going to work, or he's not. Look, I don't know where the 3 years
at. Because I didn't feel that this, he's actually technically not in compliance right now. So being not, I don't feel that I want to recommend revoking the premise license and lifting the stay of the revocation at this point. But I do think it warrants some action by the board. And that's why I've recommended the extension of the probation period from 2 to 3 years. He needs to be aware that there is some action that the board has taken because of his non-compliance. He's technically in non-compliance now.
I would agree with that. I'm just not sure that 2 to 3 years does that. I agree with you in that I think he needs to understand we're serious. We're done.
Yeah.
But I also though, does extending it from 2 to 3 years make a difference? Because in 2 years, he's either going to have already figured out how to comply, or he's not going to comply and we're going to revoke it.
My concern is if we don't do anything, take some action that is can be viewed as disciplinary, if we let him go with this one, he's going to expect that to happen with the next one, or may expect.
But are there other options? Can we do a fine?
I think part of that letter could be that the grounds for removing the stay have been met, and out of the generosity of our hearts, you get this letter. I think that's a pretty, and if you, and I said, send it to him, that's not the crux of it. The leverage is sending it to the owner, carbon copying them. That's the leverage, that's the foot, because he's got a foot out the door, right? He's in there managing it, he's retirement age.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a plan for his exit, so he's trying to wait this through. The thing is to get them, they are his bonds.
Right.
To get them to lean on him, they're the ones that are gonna lose money. He's not out any money, he's already sold the premise.
Right, well, are they gonna wanna be under a state revocation for another year? So, I mean, well, they can encourage his compliance, they can support his compliance.
But they can also say we're gonna buy a new premise holder.
Exactly.
We're gonna
find a new premise holder. Yeah. And you're no longer going to hold the premise. So that's why I'm like, extending it to 3 years doesn't do anything, because what has to happen now. Like, that, this is the period we need compliance in, just get your act in order, or find a new premise holder, but that has to happen now. I don't see where between year two and year three that's going to make a difference.
Because the owner had no, I mean, whoever wrote that letter, or the corporation that owns it or whatever, they had no clue.
Right, right.
They had absolutely no clue. So they just barely heard about this.
Yeah, right.
And you guarantee he hasn't told them very much, just from his little back and forth. So they've had a little bit of an eye opening. Telling them, look, it's purely out of the generosity and thinking of your employer that this stay has not been lifted. And they see that, I think that's a whole lot more effective than trying to lengthen something or even adding the fine to it.
The
onus on them to do something, because they really can't do something immediately. Mm-hmm. They can replace him, they can tell him, look, get your act together. Or we will replace you. They can actually be on him every day, where we're not going to talk about him until next month again.
Well, that letter would be very clear into the ramifications of what happens if this doesn't, right? If that's what Western, whatever the owner is, needs to understand, they need to make sure they know the seriousness of. You've got one nail left, and it's hanging above with the hammer on it. Like, that's what I'm kind of like,
do they understand this isn't something that has just come up? It might have just come up to them, but this is something that has been longstanding that we've been dealing with for a while. Here's where we're at. Here's what could happen should this not get into place. And that's who I would want to know. I agree with you. I think they're the ones that are going to make it happen.
Yeah, and you can be certain that they have no idea. You know, you've talked about his, you know, taking the, well, I've got my own interpretation.
Right,
his own way.
Yeah.
I guarantee they don't know.
They haven't seen
they don't, they don't know that he responded that
that's
way.
That's true. That's true.
But we could certainly make them aware.
Well, I have a question of staff, Mr. Chair, and also counsel. In cases where there has been non-compliance, would this set some kind of a precedent that we don't take an action other than sending the letter?
Not necessarily.
Okay. I just want to make sure this doesn't tie our hands.
I don't know that there's no action, it's just a different strategy.
Yeah, I think every non-compliance case is viewed independently and you assign whatever you know you think is appropriate based upon those set of facts and circumstances.
Can I call for the vote on the motion?
And we'll do a roll call. Since it would be amending the agreement. Okay.
Ms. Crager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Nay.
Dr. James?
Nay.
Mr. Lohi?
Nay.
Ms. Dr. Nosley?
Nay.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Nay.
Motion does not pass.
Yeah.
Motion does not pass. Plan B.
So do we have to make a motion to respond with a letter to both he and?
Yes.
Mr. Rollins?
There needs to be something about the record, I would think.
Yeah. So please.
So I would make a motion that we respond to both the permit holder as well as the owner. With a detailed account of where we are and what the ramifications are should compliance not be in effect immediately. And let them know that it is their responsibility as the premise holder and the owner to ensure that they're in compliance.
And do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. So we have a motion for a second to send a letter, sternly worded, copy the owner.
You said it in half the words.
Any other discussion? We're not amending anything, so let's just do a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
That motion passes. Takes that one off the board. We're now at our appointed time. We'll move fast. First and foremost.